It is a great honour for me to have been elected to serve as the 8th leader of Fianna Fáil. The biggest motivation for me in seeking the leadership of the party is that I believe the tradition it represents has a unique and positive role to play in our country's future. I was the first public representative in my family. My family's values were those of republican nationalism and community involvement. My father worked as a bus driver, helped found their union, and was active in many local organisations. Growing up, what I saw from politics was how political leadership could be a driver of social progress. With my brothers and sisters, I was part of the first generation to have a chance to complete second level education and was the first to go on to university. Our city of Cork experienced many tough times, but it was helped to rebound with sustained economic and social progress, which is visible in all areas. The direct link between this progress and decisions by a succession of people such as Sean Lamass, Patrick Hillary and Donna O'Malley is absolutely clear. This tradition and what it has meant for communities that I grew up in is why I choose to join Fianna Fáil and why I now wish to lead it. At its most creative and effective, we've always been committed to a middle way, which believes that a commitment to both economic growth and social progress can and must go hand in hand. The empty slogans of the ideologues of the left and right have never and will never deliver for the people of this modern democracy. Under my leadership, Fianna Fáil will be clear in its approach to the urgent issues of today and in the path it proposes for the future. With the right policies, Ireland can and will come through this crisis. It is the duty of every political party to be specific and credible. Many colleagues and party members have made submissions relating to the programme we will finalise in the next few days. We will go into these in detail next week, but I can emphasise the core points. There is no credible route forward for our country without tackling the fiscal deficit. The National Recovery Plan is detailed and open on exactly what we propose. This will be central to our programme. However, even at a time of crisis like this, there's a lot that we can do in other areas. We will set out policies on job creation, which will show how we propose to help individuals access training and education, and also how we propose to help businesses. As recent major job announcements have confirmed, support for competitive enterprise is the most effective foundation for delivering well-paid and sustainable jobs. We will address this in detail, including how to ensure that all regions benefit. Education, as a vehicle of social opportunity, remains a core value for me, and we will set out our approach on this. Most importantly, I am determined that we will set before the people policies which show that we understand the lessons of what has gone wrong in recent years. People seeking partisan gain or offering superficial commentary promote the idea that there are simple explanations. The truth is that the biggest failings have been systemic failings, which go to the heart of our political and governing system. Our country needs a determined approach to getting us through to recovery, and it needs an equally determined approach to reforming politics and government.